Captain's log, stardate 98801.4. We've experienced temporal flux that's left the crew lethargic, confused, unsure of how to perform even the most basic of functions. There seems to be no explanation of this phenomena, no logic to its mechanisms. While the effects might be temporary, there's a foreboding sense that in 6 months' time we might have to go through it again. This daylight savings. Hello, my name is Tony T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. With every passing year, I find daylight savings to be less and less charming. Shifting from one time to another seems somehow unnatural. So if you're out there struggling today, just know that this will pass and you'll get used to it. You just have to power through it. I open up this Devo with a stardate, which is the basic unit to mark when things happen in the Star Trek universe, because today I learned that there's actually a system to how stardates work. It's not as random as it might seem, although it's certainly not as elegant as you might think. While they just kind of made things up in the 1960s original series, by the Next Generation, the system had been retrofitted to 5 digits and 1 decimal place. Now, according to the internet, the first digit, 4, should represent the 24th century. The second digit would actually represent the television season of the show Star Trek The Next Generation. Or if it was a show after Next Generation, it would relate to how many years it had been since the inauguration of the Next Gen. The remaining digits can progress unevenly. The decimal point usually just kind of counted days. So it's nice to know that the creators of these shows actually put value into time, like time counted to them. Well, time counts to our creator, too. 2 Peter 3:8 says, "With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day." So we have to frame it like this. While God exists because of his eternal nature outside of the limitations of time, we do know that he still regards time, and he instructs us to do the same. In the 39th Psalm, David says, "Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You've made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure." Well, that certainly seems to come from one of David's more emo periods. It's definitely wise to understand that we do have a finite and limited number of star dates with which to fill with our adventures. So we have to make good choices to actively love others, to serve those in need, and to obey God. Time spent doing the contrary to any of those is really time wasted. That's why Ephesians 5 tells us to live wisely and to make the most of every opportunity. James reminds us in his 4th chapter that we don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow, that our life, from the perspective of eternity, is like a mist that appears for a little while and then it's just gone. We do not have forever, and the future is not ours to take for granted. So use today, whatever star date it is, wherever you are, to make a difference in someone's life. Honor God. Make good choices. It's only logical. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Till next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here.